I have been building images all week, and I still cannot answer a basic question. What is an image, actually?
What is your current answer?
A binary, a compiled program, saved and packaged so it runs anywhere.
That is the one. Everybody arrives with that answer, and nothing in the tooling talks them out of it.
So it is wrong.
It is wrong, but the reason you believe it is a good one. You write a program, you run one build command, something comes out with a name and a version on it, you send it somewhere else, and the program runs. Every step of that is exactly what shipping a binary feels like.
Right, so where does it stop being true?
You cannot execute an image. There is no moment anywhere in the system where something runs an image. If you tried, there would be nothing to run.
Then what am I looking at?
A zip of a file system and a sticky note. That is not me simplifying. Inside is a stack of tar archives that together make a directory tree. /bin/lib/etc/config files, certificates, shared libraries, a whole root file system, and one small JSON file that says, when somebody starts this, run the thing at /user/local/bin/app.
The sticky note.
The sticky note. Everything else is just files.
So where is my program and all that?
It is one of the files. It is not special, it is not the point, and quite often it is not even the biggest thing in there.
Okay, but hang on. Why does the file system need to come along at all? The program is the program.
Because the program lies about being self-contained. It opens files you never told it to open, certificates when it makes an outbound call, time zone data, shared libraries. It does not carry any of that. It expects to find it lying around.
And on my laptop, it always is.
On your laptop, it always is. That is the entire bug this was built to kill, not the program moving, the stuff around the program not moving with it.
So you bring your own copy of everything.
You bring your own copy of everything. There is nothing cleverer than that underneath it.
Then let me push on the name, because image is a terrible word for that.
It is a terrible word.
It sounds like a picture or a disk image, and it is neither.
I have got no defense. It is named after disk images and it is not one. You are stuck with it.
Fine, so it goes anywhere.
No.
You just spent 2 minutes telling me it brings everything it needs.
It brings everything above the line. It brings none of the things below the line, and it will not tell you where the line is until you cross it.
What did crossing it look like?
A build that worked perfectly on somebody's laptop, pushed to a cluster, and every pod died on startup with exec format error. No stack trace, no log line from the app, because the app never got as far as starting.
What was it?
The laptop was an ARM machine. The cluster was Intel. The binary inside that image was compiled for a processor that was not there.
So the image knows what chip it wants.
The image records it. Architecture and operating system both written down at build time. You will see it as a line in the build. GORCH equals a MD64. Somebody chose that.
And nothing warns you.
The push does not care. The registry stores whatever you give it. The complaint arrives at the far end in production from the kernel in 3 words.
Right, and that is my next problem. Because you said kernel, and I thought the container had its own operating system inside it.
This is the second belief. And it is bigger than the first one.
I have definitely been told a container is a lightweight virtual machine.
Everybody has. It is close enough to be useful and wrong in the exact place that matters.
Where is it wrong?
A virtual machine boots its own kernel. It pretends to be a computer, down to fake hardware, and something has to run that pretend hardware. That is why it takes tens of seconds to start and hundreds of megabytes to sit there doing nothing.
And a container?
A container is a process. Just a process on the machine you are already on, started by the same kernel that started everything else there.
Then what makes it a container rather than a process?
Two things, and neither is magic. First, you lie to it about what files exist. It gets shown the tree from the image and cannot see the real one. Second, you cap what it can take. This much memory, this much processor.
That is it.
That is it. Nothing is emulated. Nothing boots. Your program asks the kernel to open a file exactly the way it does on your laptop, and the only difference is which files it can see.
So starting in a fraction of a second is not it being optimized?
There is nothing to start. It is a process. Processes start fast.
Then say the ugly part out loud.
Go on.
If every container on that machine is going through the same kernel, they are not isolated. Not really. That is one shared thing they are all leaning on.
Correct, yes.
And people say container isolation like it means the same thing as a virtual machine.
It does not, and you are right that the word does work it has not earned. A kernel bug is a shared problem for everything on that machine. If that is not acceptable, the honest answer is you wanted a virtual machine and should go and get one.
Thank you.
You have also just explained your laptop to yourself. You run Linux containers on a Mac, and there is no Linux kernel on a Mac.
So where is it coming from?
There is a Linux virtual machine running quietly the whole time, and your containers are inside it. Not hidden as a trick, just never mentioned.
Right. So an image ships the top half of an operating system and borrows the bottom half.
That is the sentence. That is the one to keep.
Then let me move up a level, because this is where I get properly lost. A pod.
What have you got?
A pod is one service, one job, one binary running.
Third belief, and it is the one that costs money.
Why is it wrong? Every pod I have looked at had one thing in it.
The count is usually right. What is wrong is the word service, because that means something specific and it is not this.
Then what is a pod?
One running copy of your thing. It is the smallest unit the system will place on a machine, and everything else exists to make them or destroy them.
So if I want four copies?
Four pods, identical, made from the same image, each one a separate process on possibly four different machines.
And they are all the same service?
They are all the same service. The service is not any one of them. That is the confusion in one sentence.
Why can a pod hold more than one container, then?
Because sometimes you want a second process glued to the first one, a log shipper, a proxy, something that has to be right next to it.
And why not run that as its own pod?
Because inside a pod, they share a network address. Two containers in one pod talk over local host, like two programs on one laptop. Two separate pods cannot.
So a pod is not one binary. It is one address and whatever is living at it.
That is better than the definition I usually give.
Then the machines, a node is real hardware, an actual box.
Fourth belief, what made you think box?
The word node, and every diagram I have seen draws a server.
A node is a machine that agrees to run pods, usually a virtual machine, sitting on somebody else's physical server alongside other people's virtual machines.
So the physical thing underneath is shared?
Almost always. You can pay to have a whole physical machine to yourself, and people with licensing rules do. Most do not.
Can it go the other way? One node spread over two physical machines?
No, never. A virtual machine lives inside one physical machine and stops at its edge.
Why does that matter to me?
Because it makes the size of a node a hard number. It cannot grow to fit you. That is the thing that broke on me.
Go on.
A workload went out with no statement of what it needed, just the image and go, fine for weeks.
Then
it got busy at the same time as its neighbors, on a machine where nothing had reserved anything, and the whole node went down. Not the one pod, the node, and everything else sitting on it.
Because nobody had said how much anything wanted.
The scheduler places pods by what they ask for. Something that asks for nothing is treated as free and gets packed in on top of everything else until the machine cannot take it.
So a pod that declares nothing is not modest. It is lying.
It is lying, and the machine finds out first.
Right, last one, and then I will let you go. A service.
What have you got?
Something that runs. A process somewhere that receives traffic and hands it on to whichever pod is free.
Last belief, and my favorite, because it is not slightly wrong. There is no such process.
There has to be something. Traffic goes in and comes out somewhere.
There is a name and an address, and neither belongs to anything that is running. You get an address that no machine owns.
Then what answers on it?
Every machine in the cluster is quietly told. If anybody here sends a packet to that address, rewrite it and send it to one of these pods instead. That instruction sits on every node, updated whenever a pod appears or dies.
So the load balancing happens on the machine that sent the request.
Before the packet has gone anywhere, there is no hop through some service box because there is no service box.
Why does it exist at all?
Because a pod's address is temporary. Kill a pod, the replacement comes back somewhere else with a different address. Anything that wrote the old one down is holding a dead address.
So the service is the stable name in front of the unstable things.
That is its whole job.
I want to complain about this one.
Complain.
I should not have to know it is networking rules on every machine. That is plumbing.
It is plumbing right up until traffic goes to a pod that is not ready, and then you need to know exactly what writes those rules and how far behind it is. You are right that you should not need it. You will need it.
Say all for back to me.
An image is a zip of a file system with a note saying what to run. A container is a process that borrows the kernel underneath it. A pod is one running copy. A node is a machine that agreed to host copies. A service is a name, not a thing.
None of those are what the words sound like.
Not one. Everybody learned it the same way, which is by being wrong in production first.